Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And if you haven't guessed it, we are talking about a beautiful island in the Caribbean, the St. Lucia. Now, if you've missed most of the show, we have talked about really all things St. Lucia, all the way from really an overview of the island and what makes it so very special, things to do, places to stay. We've talked about all of that. Now, of course, as always, you can go to our website, www.travelbagswithanita.com, and you can listen to the archives of the show. Grab your pen and paper because you're going to want to jot down a lot of the information that we're talking about, because those special deals that we talked about in the previous segment, you'll want to definitely give Global Sun and Fun Travel a call for that. And what number is that again?
Absolutely. Global Sun and Fun Travel, 1-800-813-4187, or check our website, globalsunandfuntravel.com.
And the show today is brought to you by Global Sun and Fun Travel and the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, luxury vacation rental cottages down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Absolutely. But now we're talking about another island that we have to jump on, that Delta airplane, and travel for about 4 hours, and then we'll be in St. Lucia.
Beautiful St. Lucia.
That's right. That's right, because that's really where we want to go right now. So we've talked about all these other things, but I want to know a little bit about the food. Now, Doc Bill isn't here today on this show, and if he was, he would be all over this segment because he loves to talk food, and especially, you know, food and culture and combining those two things. So tell us a little bit about food. When we think of food in St. Lucia, what should we think of?
Food, glorious food. our food, traditional food, is the French cuisine. This is one of our biggest influences, so a lot of French influential food. I love going home and just for the food. Mm-hmm. I mean, our traditional green bananas and saltfish, or how we say green fig and saltfish, is our national dish. Mm-hmm. Fantastic, fantastic dish. We have a food, or we celebrate Journée Creole International in October, and this is where all of our traditional food comes, you know,
into play,
and it's a great time to visit the island. It's always in October, the last Sunday in October, and you could, you know, try our bouillon, our Creole bread, you know, our crab callaloo. All of our traditional dishes definitely will be served during Journée Creole International.
Now, is that located, or is that celebrated in one particular area? Is it kind of all over the island?
It's normally in a few communities on the island. So if you miss one area, like last year, we had it in Souffre and in Vieuxfort. So it's normally in a few different communities on the island. So everybody gets a chance to sample the festival.
Well, when I was there the last time, we were taken to sort of a Friday night street party.
Grosile street party. Every single Friday, you can guarantee there is a party in Grosile.
And is it called a jump up or something
like
that?
It's a street, yes.
Oh, I love that name. I love that name. You kind of just jump up and go, right?
Just jump up and jump up and eat.
But tell me a little bit about that. I mean, how did that come about? Because that was really a great way to really get a true feel for the island. Because, I mean, when you talk about a diverse group of people, I mean, it was a little bit of everyone there. You could tell it was tourists as well as, you know, people who live there on the island.
Definitely.
It was a great feeling of just community and coming together. Mm-hmm. And the food was just phenomenal.
Yeah, Grosile is a small town. In the northern end of the island, and the Grosile street party started in the 1970s, around that time, and it was just where small gathering where locals came to the different what we call rum shops or restaurants to have a drink, and that just grew into what we call a national event every single Friday. And now you can have great food, you can buy some beautiful art, and the nice thing about it is just not just foreigners, it's the locals and a mixture of visitors that come to experience this every single Friday.
Well, it was really a lot of fun. I mean, it was great dancing, great music, great food. I really enjoyed it. And then from there, we also stopped by the casino. So there are casinos all around as well.
Yes, we have one casino in the Rodney Bay area, in the Rodney Bay Village, the Emerald Bay Casino.
That was a surprise because I had no idea you had a casino there until my last visit.
Yes, we do. We have had this casino for about 3 years now on the island.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you about this because I understand that the calabash is your national tree.
Yes, it is.
Is that a fruit that's there? What is that? I mean, is it a fruit and can it be eaten?
No, it can't be eaten because it's not a fruit. It's actually a bowl and it's mostly for art.
Oh,
it's for art, and also it's a bowl to drink, to have a drink from or to eat from. It's just a beautiful piece of art.
So people actually pick them and then they dry them, take all the insides out and kind of dry them and make them into art pieces.
Yes.
Now, they're very, very colorful, Nita. It would be compared to the gourds that we have here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. They're very beautiful art pieces.
They are very, very beautiful. And it's just so creative how all the different things are that you can do with them. But now food, I understand, too, is served in them for some
food,
of the festivals.
Definitely. Food is served in them. And that was used in the olden days. That was used to serve food. Mm-hmm. From the Arawaks and the Caribs and the Amerindians, when they came to St. Lucia, they used those bowls, calabash, to serve the food.
What fruits are popular there on St. Lucia?
We have a variety of fruits. We have the sweetest mangoes you could find anywhere else is in St. Lucia. And we have over 100 varieties of mangoes. Bananas. St. Lucia has the sweetest bananas. Definitely. Wow. And we have a variety of apples, golden apples, star apples. So we have a great variety of fruits, papaya, pineapples, sugar apples, soursop. So there is a great variety of different fruits on the island.
That sounds really great.
The food is awesome, but also the many festivals that you have there. And I know you have a very, very special one coming up. Can you talk about the Jazz Festival?
Definitely. St. Lucia Jazz Festival this year is April 30th to May 11th. Mm-hmm. The lineup hasn't been launched yet, so I can't tell you who will be performing, but I can tell you it will be an exciting lineup.
It always is. It always is. And is it held the same time each year?
Every year, it always ends on Mother's Day.
Now, do you have artists from all around the world, or do you have mostly from the U.S., or who are some of the artists that come? I know you don't have the whole list yet, but...
No, I don't. But in the past, we've had artists from... We have had George Benson. We have had artists like Joe. You know, it's a variety of North America, the U.K., Africa. We have a little bit of every
and your
part
local
of the world.
Artist as
and
well.
Also our local artists, what makes it a St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like the perfect kind of package to kind of build a trip around for our listeners. So tell me a little bit about some of the other things that are going on at that time, because I'm sure people will want to go to the Jazz Festival every day, but are there any other activities that are going on at that time or things for them to do other than?
There is so much going on. I mean, there are lots of parties, you know, any reason to party on the island. So there are lots of parties. There are lots of boat rides that your clients can join in and lots of day trips that they can do. We have a fashion show at the same time as well. And mm-hmm. also lots and lots of different food events around the Jazz Festival. So it's not Great. Just a jazz festival. It's called the St. Lucia Arts and Jazz Festival. So there's a little bit more to it than just the music.
And what's wonderful is that you can find this both on the southern and the northern. Basically, it's on the northern end, but there are also activities on the southern end.
There are activities all around the island. So it's literally decentralized. So it's not mm-hmm. just in one area.
Yeah,
it's all over the
awesome.
Island. So you can get something at the Coconut Bay one evening, mm-hmm. and you can get something all the way up north at Pigeon Island another evening.
Well, that sounds awesome. That sounds really awesome. But now we talked a little bit about the music, just a little bit in one of the other segments. So is your music kind of also a reflection of all the different cultures as well? Is it more Creole or is it more reggae? What's your music?
It's a mixture of everything. We have a Creole, we have a bit of jazz, we have soca, we have zouk. So our music is a little bit of everything.
And now we also talked about country music being a big part of really the collection of music that you can hear and experience on St. Lucia as well.
Country music is huge in St. Lucia, especially on a Saturday night in Castries near the market.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Is that a spot for kind of that jump up?
It's a spot for the country music lovers.
Oh, Kelly, that's great. It's been great having you on the show today. Now, how can people get in touch or learn more about St. Lucia?
It was great being here. You could visit our website, stlucianow.com, www.stlucianow.com.
Thank you very much. And Ida, okay, give us a website how folks can get in touch with those great deals.
Yes, globalsunandfuntravel.com, 1-800-813-4187. We've got the special deals.
That sounds great. And thank you, everyone, for listening to the show today. It's been great. I hope you've enjoyed our trip to paradise. It's been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550, FM 102.9, WDUN.